First, a bit of background. In recent years, people have been trying to exploit a number of different renewable forms of energy. One of these is wind power. Electricity can be generated from wind power by turbines, and at present, large numbers of these tall wind turbines are being erected in what are called wind farms. And the government is backing these as part of its moves towards sustainable energy production. But wind farms can be a problem for birds, because they can fly into the turbines and injure themselves. So wildlife experts have been doing a number of studies recently, trying to monitor the effects of wind farms on bird populations and suggest solutions. And that's what I'm going to look at today. Now, before I look in detail at specific studies of different birds, I want to make some general points. It has been established that the species in greatest danger from the turbines are those which, irrespective of their feeding or patterns of migration, collect together in significant numbers, either on the coast or inland. And as well as that, birds are often vulnerable when they're setting off on long sea migrations, or when they're flying below cloud. So, in my opinion, efforts should be made to site new wind farms responsibly, and that means avoiding low-lying areas and narrow valleys between mountains or hills. Now I'd like to look at some specific studies. Firstly, a project looking at one particular species of bird, the vulture. This investigation mainly focused on how high the birds fly and the correlation between this and weather conditions. One of the weather features they were looking at was wind speed. But as well as that, another thing they considered to do with the weather was the amount of cloud. Now, what emerged from this study was that these vultures tend to fly lower at times when the wind is very strong. And of course, this means that more birds are in danger of flying straight into the turbines. Now, the project team suggests that to deal with this problem, a fixed camera should be set up to film any birds in flight near the turbines, so that if necessary, the turbines can be switched off. Another survey looked at the nighttime or nocturnal habits of several species of birds. This study actually had a slightly wider scope. It looked at risks to these birds near other installations, not just wind farms. These were mainly airports, which for obvious reasons tend to cause problems for birds. But the study also looked at what happened near tall structures, such as radio transmitters. In the past, the most usual means of tracking the movements of birds at night were radar and thermal imaging. Now, the problem was that these methods were expensive because someone had to control the devices all through the night. And in addition to this, they weren't really reliable. So the researchers looked for an alternative that didn't need human intervention. And what they proposed as a priority was to create alarm systems that switch on whenever a bird passes a certain point, alerting monitors so that action can be taken. And then their second proposal was that findings should be processed to generate computer models, which can be used by wind farm planners and anyone else with an interest in reducing the number of collisions.